for the use of it, sometimes just for the sake of imitating, because that's the habit. And we do it. When you arrive in a special party, in 10 minutes you are someone else, because that atmosphere will change you in a way, because the logical brain is going round to sell myself as if really I'm for sale, trying to look like this, to be judged like that. No. Let us understand there is a difference between muqallid and muhaddith. Muhaddith, researcher, means the one who is looking for habit and imitator. So there is a hell of a difference over there. What is the difference? The source is difference, because the researcher, the one who knows, his talking comes from heart. The talking of imitator comes from the brain, like all politicians. It's all cheating, because that's the management. He said, listen, muhaqqiq is good. Muqallid, he didn't say he's bad. He said, this imitator, if he's imitating the good fellows, it's okay. Whatever you learn, it starts with imitation. But if you insist, you pay attention, and you go on, little by little, you understand it, it becomes yours. The most important stuff is to have it from the heart. Are you ready for this? He said, of course you're ready, because you are the silly peasant. You don't know that we are going to dismiss your logic. The peasant, the lion came and ate the cow and laid down over there. In the darkness he was... And the lion would think, ah, if there was a light. Because if there was a light, we are talking about losing yourself, becoming selfless. That exception. All the life for millennia is working itself. We have discovered the selflessness. And it's not a simple stuff. Why? How? Because when you want to become selfless, what do? The only thing you could do is to listen to me. I will explain the way that a selfless person behaves and you imitate it. Well, don't forget that. You start with imitation, because the first time I explain it to you, then what? There is nothing inside to refer to yet. So you start with imitation. Then don't worry. Work at it. It will change. Let me tell you the imitation. Oh, imitation. Another Sufi. This Sufi is not like the first one. It's okay. He will attend to his donkey, but the Sufis, they are poor, they sell his catalog, they bring a party. Imitation is this. Something happens to this fellow. Listen, this fellow doesn't exist. This is a story, but this happens to all of you. The guy will be invited to the party. He comes in and says, oh, everybody will give him a special treat. That, hello, how do you know a good day? Say, oh, they love me. Fantastic. First of all, you don't ask, who is liking me? This is something that I find very interesting. Rumi will explain it to you in future, inshallah. You will see it. He will say, a good stuff has two sides. you want to understand the good stuff, there are two signs. First, good people like this. Second, bad people don't like this. The second one is as valid as the first one. Because this exception we are talking about is not that everybody loves it. Exception is something else. Anyhow, in the morning he will come and say to the servant that what happened to him? Donkey, he said, oh, they sold it. He said, oh, why didn't you inform me? He said, oh, I came in. And you were singing, you were enchanted that the donkey is gone. And I thought, you are that fellow who gave the party and everything. No. They were chanting and their chanting influences. Ah, that's the point. Your heart, your feeling depends on the others. If they chant, you will become enchanted. If you want. You see, these personal relations, these nurturing stuff, that's what the problem is. The problem is that imitation is not something that you forget about it today or you quit, because it's always there with you, monkey. You have to try to transform it. The stuff we're talking about is not easy. Nobody said it's easy, but it's doable. And everybody could. It's interesting that it's not easy, but you don't say there are some people they are incapable of, everybody could. But normally, everybody doesn't try it. Anyhow, they said this imitation leads to something else. The causing of imitation is envy. Wanting more. Because when you look at the other people, if you see they have something good, you want to have it. How come? Why don't you become happy that somebody has something beautiful? If you see Mozart, should you become happy that there is this fellow with these magical stuff, power? Or you should say, son of a bitch, why he has it. Jealousy movie is always there. You know what's the problem? The problem is not your attitude, his attitude, and what will happen in here. The problem is you don't learn to appreciate the beauty because you appreciate the ownership. Beauty is something, ownership is something else. Beauty is not something that you want to have. Beauty is something that we should love to learn, to admire, to enjoy. What is the best thing for me to do with the music of Mozart? To sit down and enjoy it and love it. Why should I envy the fellow? I said, the envy is there. Look around. First of all the prophets, they talk about this and say, this is genius. All the enlightened fellows, they say, greed, envy, these are the things that, these are good stuff, but it is an animal. We could avoid, and we should avoid. These are the first stuff. When you pay attention to that, let's take the example of Mozart. If you really full-heartedly sit down and listen to music of Mozart and enjoy it, think about how silly could someone be to envy Mozart, to be jealous of Mozart. This will be the beginning of enlightenment. To understand that there is no need. That's why We bring always the subject to what?
To beauty.
Because in beauty it's more understandable. Then what? That's where we are. Next paragraph. This next paragraph is again connected to this stuff. So let me tell you one story for you to learn something. That this greed I am talking about will make you deaf. How about that? How do you like that? That's the worst thing, because the guy started with listen. Later he explained that if you listen carefully, I will cure your eyes to see better. Here's a little bit of difference. Greed, jealousy will turn you deaf. This story is like this. There is a guy, a bad guy. A simple bad guy. A big eater. He is in prison and he's bothering everyone, because no matter what, someone wants to eat something, he will drop in and he will have a bite. So the prisoners will go to judge and will say, please do something for us. First they will say, oh, your prisoners, I can listen to you. Then the members of the court will come and say, no, they're right. Okay, you're dismissed, get out of here. You know, say, where should I go? Where's my paradise? I'm not working and you're feeding me. I don't have anywhere to go. The judge said, okay. Put him on a camel. Turn him around the city and tell everyone that this fellow is a useless fellow. Do not deal with him, because he will cheat. And if you deal with him and he cheats, do not bring him to the court, because he is worthless and we are not judging him. Period. Okay? They find a cool fellow who is in town. They take his camel, they put the god on top of it, and with drums they go around the city, rah rah rah, up to the inn. In the evening, the court will go to the fellow and say, okay, the day is over and you use my camel. I don't ask for a lot of money, but at least you should pay for the food of the camel. Are you deaf? All day they're explaining that I'm not giving a penny. And you want money? Because all day he's not listening. He's thinking about having some money. That's how it goes. Let's hear it. You. You're volunteering.
While the prisoners laid a complaint of the insolvent's high-handedness before the agent when he fed him.
This caddy, I don't know why they insist on this caddy stuff. Caddy means judge. It's qazi. And you know what's interesting? That qazi goes with the qaza, the consequence you were talking about. Judge comes from the same word, qazi. It's a judge. Let's stick with the judge, yes.
I think I actually started too far ahead of you. How the criers of the Cadi advertised an insolvent around the town.
Yep.
There was an insolvent person without house or home who remained in prison and pitiless bondage. He would unconscionably eat the rations of the prisoners. On account of appetite, he was like Mount Kaf on the hearts of the people. No one had the pluck to eat a mouthful of bread, because that snatcher of portions would carry off his entire meal. Anyone who is far from the feast